Hello, my name is Sarah Sorrell, and I am here with my husband, Christopher Sweeney, who is a veteran, a United States Marine Corps veteran. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Sarah.
First off, just wanted to start with your enlistment. If you could just tell us, why did you enlist?
I don't know. It's, you know, I have a million answers to that question, and they change every 3 or 4 years, depending on, you know, what I learn about myself. I guess I could say, in retrospect, the strongest motivation for going into the Marine Corps would have been having a sense of needing to prove something to myself and to the people around me.
Can you talk about a time when you were afraid? If one stands out to you, I mean, I realize it was probably all scary.
A mandatory muster where the company commander got us all together, who had fought in Vietnam. And it was a very sobering moment, surreal. It was almost like watching a military film about war, because he got us all together. And he says, "Gentlemen, I don't mean to frighten you, but I think you need to understand something. War is bloody, and casualties are an inevitability. I want you to look to the right and look to the left, and prepare yourself that one of those men will not be here in 24 hours, will not be living." So, I mean, that's an enormous pill to swallow.
I just wanted to ask you about the Silver Star that you were awarded and how that made you feel to receive it.
It never sat well with me at all. I still haven't completely resolved myself to the whole notion of being honored for essentially the taking of human life. And it's that questions is will stay with me forever.
I just want to talk about your art for a minute here. Just how did this whole experience and everything that you're sharing with us, how has it affected you as an artist, as an actor?
Well, I'm very thankful that I found myself in the arts. I know everyone has their different motivation, different inclination towards art. For me, it was a necessity. I had images. I had stories, themes that I needed to deal with, and I found that through acting and through painting that I could do that.
That leads me to the last thing I wanted to touch on was, what would you tell soldiers who are returning to civilian life now from Iraq or Afghanistan? What advice could you give on how to deal with it?
I think the first step for anyone is sitting down and with a pen and a pad of paper and just write and let whatever comes out of them come out. And that will invariably branch off into other forms of expression. And it really is healing to get what's crammed up inside your head out onto a piece of paper.